Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It is time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Please sponsor this podcast on Patreon and help me rescue, rehabilitate, and release injured wild turtles by contributing needed supplies and equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few moments. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel anchored in and nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. As always, I begin by pulling a card from an oracle deck to inspire this episode. And today's card comes from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And the card that I pulled is Hummingbird. Hummingbird is in a group of cards called the Air Cards. She has them grouped by elements. And of course, the birds are the Air Cards. But Hummingbird feels to me very earthy and also very fiery. Hummingbird knows how to get nourishment from the beautiful, sweet flowers that the earth provides. And Hummingbird is powerful, able to journey a great distance in a little tiny body. Think of how fast a hummingbird's wings flap, almost imperceivable if you watch them, and how much energy it takes for that. I was sitting outside this morning and feeling the earth come back. It's spring where I am. But just the beginnings of spring here in the North Country. We just recently had snow, but it's melting quickly. Hummingbird has not yet returned. But life is coming back. Many, many birds have returned. The trees were alive with birdsong this morning. The squirrels are active. There's a waking up feeling. And the air element is very alive. It is spring, which is the air season. And the breezes were high in the trees. They were moving. And there was a groundedness to it all. I myself was feeling very called to root down and at the same time to open my heart. The heart space, the heart chakra, is associated with the air element. It's where our lungs are, our respiratory system. So I really invite you, wherever you are, first of all, to notice what is happening outside of your house. I'm really blessed to be able to go outside into the woods right behind my house and be isolated there. But maybe you're isolating someplace much more populated. Open a window and listen to the birds. Notice nature wherever you are. And if you'd like to join me for some yoga, if you haven't already, unroll your mat and come into hero pose. So hero is sitting with your knees bent and your feet tucked underneath your hips. So you're sitting on your heels. Now that might not be available for you, but you can modify this pose in many ways. You can put a pillow between your heels and your hips. You can tuck a rolled blanket under your ankles to allow your feet to flex. You can straddle a bolster with your feet tucked underneath you, or a meditation cushion. And if none of these are available for you because it creates strain in your knees, please come to sitting in easy pose or another comfortable seated position. Wherever you are, however you're sitting, rest your hands on your thighs. Relax your shoulders down your back. Reach up through the crown of your head. And close your eyes. And bring your attention to the breath flowing into your lungs. Feel the movement of your breath expanding on the inhale, contracting on the exhale. And notice what's true in that heart space as you try to receive that inhale. Does it get stuck? Meet resistance. You don't have to fix anything, just notice. Notice the front of your heart space, the back of your heart space. Notice your side ribs under your armpits. You might find a place of tightness or tension you didn't know was there. Now, as space opens, begin to slow the breath down. Slow the inhale. And slow the exhale even more. Long exhale, soothing your central nervous system. Notice what's true in the heart space, your physical body, and in your emotional body. What else is stuck there or pushed down? Keep breathing into that. Now, as you take your next breath in, roll your shoulders forward, bring them up to your ears, and as you exhale, roll your shoulders back and down. Let's do that again. Inhale, roll your shoulders forward, bring them to your ears. Exhale, roll them back and down. Inhale, roll forward, come to your ears. Exhale, roll back and down. Inhale, roll forward and up. Exhale, roll back and down. Let's do one more. Inhale, roll forward and up. Exhale, roll back and down. Sink your shoulder blades down your back. Reach tall through your spine. Now drop your hands down by your sides. And on your next breath in, reach your arms up over your head. Stretch up tall through your fingers. Turn your palms to face each other and then bend your elbows and bring your hands to the opposite elbows so your arms are making a frame for your face. Lift your shoulders, lift your elbows, lift your ribs. Feel yourself lifting up out of your hips, which are still sinking down onto your heels. And as you take your next exhale, take a little bend over to the right. Use your right hand to guide your left elbow over. Roll your left shoulder back slightly. Keep the left side long. Breathe into that left sitting bone sinking down toward the heel. On your next breath in, come slowly back up. And with an exhale, take a little bend over to your left. And use your left hand to guide the right elbow over. Keep your right arm by your ear and your head in the frame. Breathe into that. Once you take your next breath in, come slowly back up. Reach up. And with an exhale, slowly float your arms down. Roll your shoulders back and down. Bend your elbows, bring your hands behind your back and interlace your fingers. If that bothers your hands, make a fist with one hand and wrap the other hand around it. Keep the shoulder blades back and down. Squeeze the bottom points of your shoulder blades towards each other. So there's a deep V down your back to the point the shoulder blades come together. Lift your heart gently, reach your knuckles toward the floor behind you, and then very gently lift your chin. Avoid crunching the back of your neck by imagining that you're holding a grapefruit behind your neck. You can push your chin forward a little bit more, releasing your jaw and putting the bottom teeth in front of the top teeth. And if you're feeling tightness in your jaw, might wiggle it just a little bit side to side. Be very gentle there. Opening the front of the throat under the chin. Now slowly bring your chin down until the bottom of your chin is level with the floor. Keep your hands interlaced behind your back. Lean forward slightly, lift your hips off of your heels, tuck your chin, and move forward until you can put the crown of your head down on the floor in front of your knees. Round your back slightly, hips are coming up, roll to the back of the top of your head, really finding your crown. Avoid crunching here too. If there's any pain in your neck or your head, then roll back towards your forehead a little bit more or come back up to sitting. Otherwise, hold here in Yoga Mudra pose, holding your hands away from you just a bit, still reaching, shoulder blades squeezing, and if it's appropriate, you might even start to lift your arms up. Perhaps your shoulders are open and your arms start to move over your head toward the floor in front of you. Take a couple more breaths here. And then if it's appropriate for you, go just a little bit deeper, maybe for this last breath, roll even more toward the back of your head, round the back just a little bit more. And then as you take your next inhale, reach through your hands. Lift your head off of the floor and let your hands guide you back up, reaching them toward the floor to lift the heart. When you're sitting on your heels again, relax your elbows, slide your hands apart, and float your arms out and up, bringing them gently up over your head, palms facing each other. Maybe you're feeling some tingles. Move up your arms from your shoulders towards your fingertips. Breathe into that. Now gently lower your arms. Hinge from your hips and lay your upper body down over your thighs until your forehead finds the floor. Rest your arms on the floor alongside of you so that your fingers are back by your feet, resting into child's pose. Really curl into this child's pose. Feel yourself tucked up, your life energy tucked in like a seed planted in the ground, waiting for the thaw, waiting for the sun to start to wake up that energy within. Take a couple deep breaths here, feeling the breath move in the back of your body. Now bring your hands underneath your shoulders and walk them forward as you lift up onto your hands and knees. Align your hips over your knees and your shoulders over your wrists. Spread your fingers. Reach forward through the crown of your head and back through your tailbone. Now as you take your next breath in, press your navel toward the floor and bring your heart through your arms. Lift your tailbone so your low back sways down. And as you exhale, round your back, drop your head and your tailbone, making a dome shape with your spine. And then inhale again. Move your navel toward the floor. Draw your heart through your arms, tailbone to the sky. Exhale, round your back. Drop your head. Drop your tailbone. And continue to move with your breath. A few more rounds. Feeling into that flow. Feeling your spine waking up. Opening up. Gently releasing some of those held places. Take another round of breath. And on your exhale, complete and then come back to a neutral spine. Walk your hands forward until they're 6, 8, maybe 12 inches in front of you. Keep your fingers spread and your hands shoulder width apart. Keep your elbows soft, curl your toes under. And as you take your next exhale, lift your hips, take your knees off the floor and ease your way up into the inverted V of downward facing dog. Pedal your heels, bend one knee, sink into the other heel, and then switch sides. Go back and forth gently, rocking the hips. Allow the shoulders to dip and come back. Hang your head loose and swing it a little bit side to side or front to back. And then slow the movement, bring it back to stillness. Adjust your feet if necessary so they're hip to shoulder width apart and your heels are right behind your toes. Keep a little bit of bend in your elbows and your knees. Feel the pads of your fingers rooting down into the ground. Root down the base of your thumb, the base of your pinky. With that little micro bend in your elbows, spin the elbow creases forward. Shift your arm bones back in the shoulder sockets. Press the floor away with your hands. Lift your shoulders out of your wrists, guide your hips up and back. Lengthen through your sides. Keep the knees a little bit bent. Feel the upper body open. Root it through your hands, root it through the balls of your feet. Now draw your shoulder blades in and down to make that deep V from the top of the shoulders to the place the shoulder blades meet. And feel your heart begin to move through your arms, sinking toward the floor. Tilt your tailbone up slightly so your back arches down toward the floor. Head between the arms, looking back towards your knees. Feel the openness of the heart space. Now, as you take your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back into a down dog standing split. And with an exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands. Help it forward if necessary so that your heel is right underneath your knee. Come up onto your fingertips and lift your heart slightly. Sink the hips down and forward, taking a couple breaths in a lunge, starting to open that up. Now spin your left heel down. Flatten the sole of your foot to the mat and turn your toes out to the long side of your mat so that your feet are perpendicular. Align the arch of your left foot with your right heel so that your feet are as if you were on a balance beam. Press your right foot down into the floor so that your hands get light. Swing your left arm forward up overhead and then lift your upper body, doing a reverse cartwheel up into Warrior Two. Keep your right knee bent over your heel. Stack your shoulders over your hips, heart, hips open to the side, arms to shoulder height, palms face the floor. Take a quick look back over your left shoulder. Bring your arm into line with your collarbones, and then turn and look forward over your right arm. Now turn your palms to the sky and drop your shoulder blades down your back, rolling that all the way up into the top of the arms. Keep the elbow creases turning toward the sky, and from your wrists, Turn your palms back down toward the floor, maintaining that external rotation in the upper arms. Reach long from the fingers of your right hand to the fingers of your left hand, heart opening into the space between your arms, shoulders dropping. Sink just a micro movement deeper into your right knee. Press down into the outside edge of your left foot and check in with your breath. Feel the breath move into the heart space. Where is there room? Where are you holding? Don't fight. Just let it be. I love Warrior II for its symbolism and open-heartedness. Got the right arm reaching forward into the future, looking ahead, but the left arm reaching back into the past, reminding you that you're still connected to the past, and in between, an open heart in the present, radiating compassion, even in the strength of this warrior pose. Take another big breath in. And as you exhale, windmill your arms back down to frame the right foot and step back into downward facing dog. Notice if you need to pedal again or dip one shoulder and then the other. Allow yourself to release that pose and then come back into the stillness of down dog and feel again your rootedness. Sink the heart through. On your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. And as you exhale, step your left foot forward between your hands. Move the toes out in front of your knee so your knee is right over your heel. Now spin your right heel down, flatten your foot and turn your toes to the side. Bring the arch right behind your left heel so you're on that balance beam again. Root down into the outside edge of your right foot and then push the floor away with your left so your hands lighten. Now reach forward through your right arm, send it up, and then back to come up into Warrior II this way. Turning the heart to the right, opening up the hips. Keep sinking down into that left knee so it stays stacked over your foot. Look down the right arm to make sure that it's going straight out behind you, and then turn your head to the left and look out over your fingers. Look into the future, but know that your right arm is still connecting you to your past. Open your heart, drop the shoulder blades down the back. Be compassionate in the present. Drop your tailbone slightly. Notice how it feels to draw your navel in and up. Feel into that, adding power and bringing that powerful energy from the roots up the legs, up into the solar plexus, and then into the heart space where it radiates out as compassion and love. Take another breath. Now exhale and windmill your hands down and step back again into downward facing dog. Pedal things out, move, wiggle, and then settle in for a couple more still breaths with your heart moving through your arms. Relax your neck, Wiggle your head again, forward and back, side to side. Take another breath. Lower your knees to the mat. Flatten your feet. Walk your hands back towards your knees and stand up onto your knees. If you need some cushion under your knees to be here, you can spread a blanket under your knees or fold a little of your mat over on itself or even put a thin pillow underneath your knees. Then align your knees right underneath your hips. Align your shoulders over your hips. Level your chin with the floor, reach up through the crown of your head, rest your arms by your sides. And feel yourself almost in mountain, with the knees on the floor instead of the feet. Press the tops of your feet gently down to root them as well. Now bring your hands around behind your back and place your palms behind you in the small of your back so that the center of your palms are resting right on the top of the hip bones. Fingers going down as if they were in your back pockets. Press in and down just a little bit and feel the skin from your low back being drawn down into the sacrum and your tailbone tip down toward the floor. Press forward with your hands slightly and move your hip points forward. Feel the fronts of your thighs starting to open, the fronts of the hips opening. Roll your shoulders down your back. Lift the top of your sternum toward the bottom of your chin. You can stay right here or go deeper by drawing your elbows towards each other behind you. Keep pressing the hips forward. Lift your heart a little bit more as you drop your shoulder blades down and again make that deep V. And then lift your chin and take your gaze to the sky. Avoid crunching the back of your neck by imagining that grapefruit is there again and you're holding it with your head against the top of your back. Reach long through your crown. And you can stay here. Going into a full camel is part of your practice. You can reach for your heels or curl your toes under first to lift the heels, and then one hand at a time. Bring your hands to your heels. Continue to press the hips forward to lengthen the front body, to keep the shoulders in that deep V, and to maintain that space in the back of your neck. And breathe. Notice where you're resisting in your heart space. Slow the exhales down to relax the nervous system, to soothe the reflex of holding. Allow the heart to open. Continue to breathe. Two more breaths. If your hands are on your heels, one at a time, bring them to the small of your back. Slowly begin to lower your chin. Move your shoulders forward and allow the hips to come back right over the knees. Drop your arms to your sides. If your toes were curled, flatten them. Bring your hands to your hips. Lift your right knee and step your foot forward so that your thigh is level to the floor and your knee is over your heel. So you're making a square with the floor and your left thigh and that right leg. Put your right hand on your thigh. And as you take your next breath in, bring your left arm up to your left ear. Press your left hip forward slightly. Lift the heart and take a small camel shape again, opening up the left side. Keep your arm tracking by your ear. Reach through your fingers. Inhale, come slowly back up. And exhale, release your left arm down to your side. Bring both hands back to your hips. Balancing on your left knee for a moment, lift your right foot and bring your right knee back underneath you. Find again this mountain feeling of being stacked over the knees. Now shift your weight over into your right knee. Lift your left knee and step that foot forward, thigh level with the floor, knee right over the heel, 90 degree angles. Put your left hand on your left thigh. And with your next breath in, float your right arm up to your right ear. Reach long from your knee to your fingertips, and then gently press the right hip forward. Lift the sternum, lift the chin slightly. Keep your arm next to your ear, press the heart through. A modified crescent lunge, breathe into this. And then inhale, come back up. Exhale, lower your right arm to your side, both hands back to your hips. Balance on your right knee to lift your left foot, bring your left knee back underneath you. Press the tops of both feet down. Let that stabilize you. Drop your arms to your sides. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, sit your hips onto your heels. Coming back into hero. Inhale, your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top, and as you exhale, lower your hands to your heart. Rest your thumbs against your sternum. Lift your sternum into your thumbs. Keep your hips on your heels, and with your next exhale, turn your heart to the right. Keep your thumbs connected to your heart space. You can look out to the right side a little bit. Breathe into your twist. Feel the breath spiral up and down. Inhale, bring your heart and your hands back to center. And on your next exhale, turn your heart to the left. Keep sinking the hips onto the heels, twisting at the middle of your back. Take another breath and inhale your heart forward. Release your arms down by your sides. Hinge from your hips. Lay your upper body down over your thighs and put your forehead back on the mat in child's pose. Coming back into that curled up, waiting seed. Notice the energy in your body as you release the poses. Now bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press in to lift your heart off your thighs and then swing your hips to one side of your feet. And swing your legs around. Put your feet on the floor with your knees bent and roll yourself down onto your back. Extend your legs. Relax your shoulders. Turn your palms to the sky. Splay your feet apart. And notice again the breath. Breathing into the heart space. Slowing the exhales. Where is there room for breath now? Feel the life that's flowing in your body. The energy of air and spring. Hummingbird, held by the earth, supported and nourished. That spark of life burning within. And the breath. Flowing in and out into the space of the heart. And I will leave you here. To rest as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.